Welcome to the God as a Geek podcast. My name's Adam Cook. I'm your host for episode 439, and I'm joined by the delicious Adam of Carrollfordshire. Right? Is that right? It's good enough.
Correct. Delicious as always. Okay. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. And it's only a three-piece course. A three-course piece? A three-piece course. Chris White. Hello, Chris.
Where's my introduction?
Well, I confused myself with the three-piece course thing.
Okay.
I lost the flow and it was just gone, mate. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good, man.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that. You got loads of games to talk about, I trust?
Absolutely, yes.
Well, I'm sorry to say you can't do any of those because due to the ongoing situation, this podcast has been delayed until September. If you're seeing it now, you're one of the lucky ones. Deathloop has been delayed again, lads. We may as well just start with that, and you know, because it has. Mm-hmm.
Overall, straight away, are you disappointed,
Chris?
A little, but I'm not devastated by the news.
I think I'm more concerned because of what it stands for. Like, I think I've been one who's fairly resistant to the sort of delays bothering them, but I think this one being delayed, it kind of made me realize, like, I don't know, not for nothing, but like those next generation consoles, should I just chuck them in the bin or something? Because
yeah, no,
I know. Like, there is an element of that for sure, but like, yeah. I think for me the time right now is just absolutely nothing. And I think months are just flying by. I think Deathloop is going to be here before you know it. I don't know. We're going to have a lot to play up to that point. I know what you're saying, but Christ. Like, what? we're expecting these things.
No,
like,
listen, I'm not complaining because I understand the situation. And like, I believe, like, Deathloop is by Arcane Leon, which is in France. And as I speak, I think they're actually either just going into or just announcing like a fourth lockdown. So yeah, it's obviously going to be, yeah, they're in it. So it's going to be difficult to develop in that situation. But I just think it's, you know, like I said, it's more what it stands for. Like, the Xbox has been... It's really weird because when the Xbox Series X and S came out, everyone was talking about these amazing backwards compatibility machines and how it was amazing, how you could... They're upscaling all these games. And I'm just sitting there going, it's really cool that, like... What's the recent one? Like, Outer World? No, Wilds. Mm. Worlds. The Obsidian one is, like, been updated to run quicker and all that. And that's really cool, but I played that game, and if I'd wanted to finish it, I would have finished it on PC and didn't. And so it sort of left me a little bit like, I wonder how much Microsoft knew that this was going to come back to be like a massive boon for them. Whereas Sony are kind of, like, did we say it on the pod or on Mario Mondays, that they have to release Horizon this year. But also, there's part of me that wonders if these third parties, like, well, I was going to say Bethesda, but Microsoft, whoever, Arcane, are sort of also going, this is a PS5 exclusive, that game, Deathloop. So no one can buy a PS5. So is there much point? Like, we need to, because, like, they keep delaying it. And, like, I'm sure, hasn't it been like a year long now? Wasn't it due out last year? Or will it, you know, by the time it comes out in September, if it comes out in September, you know?
I got it.
Yeah.
I just, you know, a lot of people ran out and spent a lot of money in good faith, and I kind of, like, it's not anyone's fault, but a lot of people did spend a lot of money in good faith, and Returnal looks like my cup of tea, but I don't think it's going to be everyone's cup of tea. Ratchet and Clank is, what, June? Let's not be negative. Adam Carroll, what have you been playing this week?
Oh, I won't be negative about this game, fellas.
No.
Because Mario Tennis Aces. I am officially a tennis fan in Mario Land, not in real life tennis. I gotta say, I know we're playing this now for Mario Mondays, and I can't stop playing it. I don't know how it's taken me this long. I even played the demo, I think. There was a demo that came out at one stage there, like a timed demo. And I played it and I was like, cool, yeah, that seems fun. And this time around, it just got me so bad. We've been playing it, all of us together, and it was brilliant, right? And hopefully we'll do more of that now next week. But I've been doing a lot.
I'd happily play 2 hours of that. I'd sack Mario. Yeah. The way Mario World seems to be working, I'd sack that off and play 2 hours of Mario Tennis, quite honestly.
I've been dabbling through the adventure mode, which is like not what I expected in ways. I think I just expected like matches with obstacles, which there are, but there's quite a few challenges, and some of them are quite challenging in general. I know there's apparently one that you said, Adam, that is just an absolute bitch of an area.
Blooper, is all I'll say. Blooper.
Okay. I'll keep an eye out for it. I've been dabbling with that.
You'll know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I've been doing the adventure mode a bit, but I'm doing a lot of online, and the online is actually pretty solid. Like it very quickly finds an opponent. I'm doing a lot of the tournaments. I played a match with some. This is the thing as well. Actually, this one thing I want to get straight out there is when I have such a good match like I did with this one particular person, I wish I could just add them as a friend straight away.
Yeah, yeah.
And be like, listen, we are on the same page here. Let's do you want to do that again or something? Do you know what I mean? I couldn't remember the person's name, and I had the best match. It was like a one round, I no joke, went on for 10 minutes. I was sweating from the pits. And it's an excellent, excellent game, and it's made me super excited for the new Mario Golf that's coming out. Because I think, aside from Mario Kart, I haven't really dived all that much into a lot of the sports Mario games. Like,
yeah.
And I think it might have been, I don't know if it's been a miss or
they've, like, the last Mario Tennis before this wasn't very good. It was all right. Like, this was definitely a return to form. It's weird because you're not a man who's into his sports. But that's the thing about these games, is though they are, obviously it's a tennis game, and you can actually set the rules to be just plain old tennis, remove all the super shots and all that sort of stuff. But I mean, why would you? But like,
exactly.
But like, I mean, Mario Strikers, the football one, I'm pretty sure they've always been good from what I remember playing them. I've always enjoyed them. Mario Golf has never like blown you away, but they've always been good. Although what they've shown of this one, I am very, very excited for it. I'm trying to think, have they done other ones? Has there been any other? I mean, Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games, that's a Sega thing, but...
Like, look, there's just a few things where I'm kind of going, shit, should I have played these games as they came out, you know? But, like, look, at the end of the day, Aces is still, as I said, a good online game. Like, there's a good lot of people playing it. I've joined some Discord. Mario Tennis Ace Discord, a lot of people are active on that, and they're setting up tournaments and stuff, and that's all really great. I'm going to get involved in that now, and I'm very excited. But I think what's so cool about the game is like how much strategy is involved in each game. Like the zone shots, as you mentioned, Adam, is like the main reason as to why the strategy comes into play. And like you can really, like I don't think you can play an Aces match and not feel like it was like exciting. Like, every one of them is just super, super exciting. Do you know, you can play, like, Mario Kart sometimes, and you'll have those handful of races that are just insanely good. And then some of them, you're just blistering ahead of everyone else, and you're kind of going, all right, cool. Aces is like, there's some really amazing players, but it's never overly like, oh, you're just destroying me here. Like, from the word go, it seems to be, like, pretty good. Like, you know, I pick Rosalina quite a bit. I don't know why she's doing it for me at the moment, but
notice that, and I was curious as to why you sort of, you know, picked her.
I think I went for it solely because of not just picking Mario or Luigi straight away or Toad, and just kind of went, I'll go for something different here, and I was like, oh, Rosalina's in it. And I only ended up noticing afterwards that like each character has like a certain like stat, like she's tricky. And like I know Bowser and stuff is like I can't remember the exact
power
or something like that, strength. So I just find with Rosalina I'm doing really well, and it's just an absolutely fantastic game, and I think they've obviously added stuff because it's about 2 years old, I think, now, and they've added some bits and bobs.
Yeah.
But I think from the word go of when this came out day one, all characters were unlocked, which is in some way cool, I guess, because like I threw it in, I was like, oh, whoa, everything's there. immediately. I personally would have enjoyed just going through the adventure mode and unlocking stuff, because there's not a whole pile to maybe unlock in adventure mode aside from some rackets and you kind of upgrade Mario for some reason, and I don't like you can only be Mario as well, which is another odd thing in adventure mode.
Yeah,
but you can upgrade. Yeah, like his stats go up, like speed, strength, and all that kind of stuff. But it's kind of like, it's cool, but it's one of those things again where you're kind of mainly thinking like, how much of this game did Nintendo really want fans to focus on? Was it online? Because we all know here that Nintendo just don't seem to want to make online easy for anyone.
Yeah.
Where this game is shining.
I think the online, you see, you say that. I think when you're playing it online, I agree. Having tried to stream it and do like a setup where we wanted to play it together, I kind of think, yeah, again, this is another game where the online is like a little underwhelming, if I'm honest with you. Like, it just...
It was for us in the setup, because like we were trying to, like, it's just, you get there eventually, but it's just kind of like, why can't it just be so, there you go, press that, in you go, and that's the game. Like, we were setting up matches and we couldn't really, I don't know if we could pick who we wanted to be on team-wise.
So that's the thing, I seem like, to be able to choose, like, so it would be like, player one and player two, player one and player three, player one and player four. Now, I don't know if that's because I was hosting, so it's like, right, so I can pick these. So I could sort of fudge it. But what I would have liked to have done is to be able to set up like a tournament for us. So like I played Chris and the winner would play you or Chris Hyde. And I don't think that's something you can do. And yet the game has a tournament structure because it's got tournaments as its own mode. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm not bashing it. I reviewed it on Freelance actually a long time ago, and I really think it's a very, very fun game. The trouble is they're not going to fix any of those things now.
No, not at this stage
And we're not going to get another one of them because it's only 2 years old, and it's like you might get another tennis one in a couple. I mean, I'm sure after golf they will do Mario Strikers. Like, I'm absolutely certain of that. Golf does well, that is, I guess.
Yeah, I'm absolutely all over golf anyway, as I said, because I'm just so open. Like, it's kind of like I know, like, Monster Hunter Rise and stuff is all there, and I've been dipping in and out of it, but, you know, sometimes I've just, over the last week anyway, the evenings have just been, like, jumping in. I kind of now get why people play FIFA so much. Do you know, when they jump, like, when they just want to switch off to go play a match of FIFA or PES or whatever like that, I'm kind of, this is what this is for me. I'm like, chill out now for half hour and just play a couple of rounds of Aces and win a tournament. So having a blast with that game at the moment.
Okay. Chris, have you anything you want to add to that? Because I know, obviously, you played it for the first time recently as well.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of agree with Adam. I haven't played on it as much as he has. But, like, the story mode, it's a nice way to introduce you to kind of like the gameplay, but also like the levels, because do you not unlock the levels by playing the story mode? They're not all there at the start, are they?
I honestly can't remember.
You have to beat each level and stuff, and sometimes sometimes you have to go away and go into practice arenas to level up Mario in order to beat a boss and stuff like that. There's a slight bit of grinding, I guess.
Yeah, that's, which is fine, but like some of the levels are fine. Like the one on the pirate ship is a bit annoying, but it's doable. But then there's the one in the ghost house.
You've done the pirate ship level, the blooper fight.
Is it against the blooper fight? Is it?
Unless you go back there, it's that I.
Because that's before the ghost house, like the haunted house.
There's a match against the character. I'm sure it's a blooper or a blooper. I can't remember what they are now. I'm getting the developer mixed up. Where they. It is, the rubber banding on it is insane. Like, unless they've changed it, because a lot of people found the same, that literally you have to break the racket to win that fight. That's one of the things I remember about this game, actually, more than anything, is when I was reviewing it, I remember thinking there's actually a lot of fighting game elements to this, because it's got a parry, isn't it? You parry and you won't break your racket. But there are matches I found where just break their racket. Just bide your time, keep getting your special, break their racket, and that was and that's a surefire win. But sorry, Chris.
Fine. So the ghost house was the one that wound me up the most, and it's the one with the moving mirrors. And like, if you
the ball goes in and it comes out back
which is fine, but like, if you fire like one of your power shots and the mirror moves in front of it, it goes through, it's going to come out the same force at you. It's just like it's a smart idea,
yeah,
but it really wound me up. But no, it's a fun sports game, and like when you when we played, it was just incredible. Yeah, like even watching it was just brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Like even when, because it kind of split up our doubles matches to singles matches, which was the end of the world. But like even watching, like
in fairness, I said that because I had set it to doubles or singles, and I could have set it to just doubles.
That's fair. But I just thought
maybe it would let us pick, so we could be like, "Hey, Chris, I played you, and you won, so you can play." But mistakes were made.
No, but it was still a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And like it's just another Mario game that's just brilliant.
I think you touched upon it there, Chris, as well. Like watching, like when we were watching Chris and Adam play or vice versa, like it's so much fun because like the trick shots, like you use the right analog stick to like basically fire yourself across the other side of the court very quickly, but kind of in a slow motion feature to get the ball. Like they're kind of almost worldies. Like those kind
It's hits, always
and
exciting.
You're like, Jesus, and it's so exciting when you time
the
it correctly.
The amount of times when you like you think you've got them, and then they go flying across the screen and return, and because you're kind of like celebrating in your head, you're not ready.
Yeah,
but conversely, like when you think you're gonna, I've got this, I'm gonna flick that stick, and then nothing happens, and you look on the top corner, it's like oh shit, my bar's empty.
Yeah, yeah, that's the thing is, there's a lot. It's very smart for saying it's a Mario game, and I don't mean that. No, derogatory, but like you'd think it'd be quite straightforward, cutesy tennis game that your kids can play, and they've got all the characters, and you can pick your favorites. But you actually have to play with all the characters to kind of find the ones that match your style. Because like when we were playing, like I was going Donkey Kong because I prefer the power and I like the way they play, and Wario as well. And then I switched to that Shy Guy.
Oh, bad news.
I wasn't making excuses for myself, but he just didn't fit my playstyle. Right. No. And he was so slow and just not, there's no power in his shots.
I totally agree there, man, because like at the start, when I was playing it a lot, I was Wario, because I was playing a lot online, and I found that he's a defensive character. But then I went to play with you guys and I hadn't played for ages, and it was just like I was getting annihilated. And then by the end, when I switched to Luigi, who was an all-rounder, I was like, at the end of each round, even when we lost, I was getting almost the most points out of everyone. It's like, I totally agree with you. Like, I just couldn't beat anyone as Wario, because obviously I don't know if like, I've changed, but I was definitely always Wario. And now I'm gonna stick to an all-rounder perhaps, or maybe like you, power, because like my net play, and that's the thing, we're talking about a funny silly version of tennis, and yet the net play, I was like, me and Chris by the end of that session were like, just stay back, mate, I'll just, but then also by the end he had got used to the net play, so I could, when I was receiving or serving, stay at the back of the court and he would do it too, and it was just I can't wait to play that game.
It's a lot of fun, it's great.
Adam, anything else you've been playing, mate? He says, knowing, because there's literally a docket.
I've touched upon a game called Lost Words Beyond the Page.
Yes.
I think you have too, Adam. You did a little video and write up on it on the site. And this game, I had no clue what I was going in for. I really didn't. So, depending on, like, what it's... What way to describe this? No, because the character, you get to pick the name and stuff. Like, I went for the character name of Robin. And it's more like a fantasy storybook with these gameplay elements of using words. I know that's... It's kind of like... At the same time, it's confusing to explain in a way, but I don't really want to spoil it because this is the element of... What surprised me about it? Now, what way would you explain this story? Like,
see, the thing that made me be like, you need to play this, right? Is that somewhere in the back of my head, I did know this game existed, and I think I did know that Rihanna Pratchett was attached, but it had just been like another one of. I don't mean this to be like Billy Big Bollocks nonsense, but it was one of many emails that come through the door with a video or a code attached, and like it's just impossible to look at everything. But somewhere in the back of my mind, I'd lodged come back to this one, come back to this one. Because I saw the name appear, I was like, right, let's have a look at this quickly. When you start it, it's got a beautiful soundtrack. I found that the voice acting immediately was very, very sort of enraptured me. But the gameplay is you see a book and you are using, you are platforming around it and you are putting words in the pages and things are happening on the pages. And that's great. And I thought, okay, this is going to be almost like a sort of, I don't know, or like a walking sim kind of thing. Like, you know, it's going to be a couple of hours long. I'm going to go through this book. It's going to be a relatively short experience. And then once you've pictured the sort of stuff that, you know, feels like the start of the story, it just becomes another game. I guess the closest I can think is it kind of reminds me of Trine a little bit. Mm. But like, if okay. Because you open the book and you've got spells and you can. So the first spell you get is Lift, I think.
Rise, I think.
Rise. And like, you literally, you open your book, you drag this. I mean, on a mouse and keyboard, I'm just dragging the word down to, I don't know, like the wood, and it rises up. And it's got that thing of almost every time you see a puzzle, you're like, oh, that's clever. That took me by surprise. I wasn't expecting that. It's a really clever little puzzle. And I just think, yeah, like I think like the soundtrack, the visuals are gorgeous. It kind of gave me a little bit of an Ori and the Will of the Wisps vibe to it. Not quite, you know, that level. But like then when I first started moving the rock that your people are seeing on screen now, like I actually got stuck there because I just didn't think it was that much of an involved game. I didn't think you would be moving things around and like, I don't know, just like stylistically, I just think it's a fantastic game. Like,
yeah, like there's definitely like, there's something about it within the loop. Like there's more words open up very quickly, like repair and stuff. And like, you know, I got to a stage where there was like a massive bridge and you just dragged the word repair over the bridge. And the kind of animation comes into play then is really cool. It makes that kind of like rewinding sound and the whole bridge just kind of molds back together, and it's a fun mechanic that I'm kind of keen to see how much of it, because like when you open your book, like I already have like three words on the left page and I'm wondering like, will there be another three words on the right page and that's it? Or am I going to be turning pages? And like, I suppose that comes down to general length, like how, like, will it get repetitive? Like, you just don't know, because they very quickly give you one word and then within 10 minutes I had two more. And I was like, oh, we're jumping into this very fast. Because it branches out into a massive, like, fantasy story involving dragons and all that sort. So it's really cool. Now, one thing I will say is that you are playing it on PC, Ed. I'm playing it on Switch. Now, what we're seeing here is definitely PC footage. I have to say the Switch is a lot rougher in its visual department. Here looks absolutely beautiful. That's not to say, like, now I haven't tried it on handheld, but on my TV it was a bit, wasn't great. There was some weird stuff going on with the audio mixing. I don't know what that is about, but like there was elements of horror talking, because there's one moment, for example, early on where you're running through like a town and like all the villagers are just all shouting at you who you are. Like, as I said, my name is Robin. It's like, oh, Robin's going to this. Robin has the book. And then Robin is also kind of talking, but it's really low in the mix. And I'm kind of like, whoa, I can't make out everything that's going on here.
None of that on PC. None of it.
And I had a bit of stutter in some moments of platforming. So look, that's something like that can easily be fixed in a patch or not, because I think this game only came out yesterday or so. I'm very pleasantly surprised by this, especially I love when a game comes around that you just don't know anything about whatsoever, and you start it and you go, oh, this is different, unique, and I think it's one of those ones that a lot of people should definitely check out for now anyway, unless you've nothing else to play, which is probably unlikely for a lot of people. But this
looks incredible from what I've seen on this stream.
Like, but the thing is, I mean, I've cut bits, I've I've deliberately cut it around even in the video I did. Mm. That footage is all from what I played, but I've deliberately like chopped it up so it's out of sequence. Like the idea, the stuff you've just seen, like where the kind of all the color, like the first 5-10 minutes of that, it's just a book on a table. And it's like, yeah, like I said, I thought it was almost going to be like a, I don't want to say walking simulator in a negative way, but that kind of couple of hours tops, just going to put these words in this slot. And then, you know, it's kind of cutesy that you can jump around the words and stuff. And then when it cuts to that part, you're like, whoa, okay, this is way more than I thought there was.
Because that's the thing, when you initially start with the book open and you're just platforming along the sentences and stuff and filling in the words, I was kind of like, this is really cool. Don't know if I'll play a full game of this though.
Exactly that.
And then
it just
when it just jumps
opens
in.
Opens up.
So it jumps literally. Jumps into that kind of area then that we are seeing. And then it kind of goes back and forth from those two. And so the mix up is really, really nice. Mm. I'm very excited to play more.
And those on the stream there just got to see that I accidentally cut to the wrong game. But we're moving on to that game anyway. So Chris White, when you finished having a good old fashioned glug of the old sports juice there.
I didn't know you would go straight to me first. I thought,
mate,
I'll get a drink in first.
Yeah. But, what have you been up to? Like I say, as if I don't know and didn't accidentally just play that video on the stream by mistake.
Oddworld Soulstorm.
Oh, hang on. It's Oddworld. Yeah. Oh, I see. Oddworld. Okay. Okay, Chris.
Yeah. So, Oddworld Soulstorm. Wow, I really like this, man.
Okay,
yes.
How far are you in out of interest?
Good news.
About 2 or 3 hours, I think.
I see. I've asked the wrong question there because I'm 2 hours in, but I'm only 2 levels in. So
right.
What level are you? I've just finished level 2.
I think it's the third level. Third level snipers.
Okay, I haven't seen them. What were you going to add? I think I had an early question.
Chris, I want to know your history on Abe. Like, where are you with the series? Have you played the first few games, or what's the story?
So, when I was a wee lad, Oddworld, Abe's Odyssey.
Can I ask a little favour? Could you start that story again? Because you said when I were a wee lad, but could you like go as northern as you can possibly go for it? Please.
When I was a wee lad.
Thank you very much.
I loved Oddworld, Abe's Odyssey. Is that all right?
Yeah, you don't have to carry on. That was enough.
Thanks.
Thank you.
But no, like Odyssey, Exodus were like two of my favorite games on the PS1. Like I adored them. And I loved that style of Oddworld. And then I didn't really play anything until, what was it, like the 3D one? That came out recently on Switch.
Oh,
Munch's Odyssey.
Munch's Odyssey.
Which was all right, but it was nothing compared to those two games. I loved the style of gameplay. I loved the kind of the story and the weirdness of it. It was just, I don't like saying kooky. I really don't.
You said it.
Yeah, I know.
What's wrong with that word? That's all right.
I can't talk about it on the pod.
No, okay.
I'd be offensive to people on Twitter. But I just loved everything about it. Like, there was the maturity to it, but it was stupid, but it was well written. And Abe was so lovable. So I really liked him. And then, like, playing Soulstorm, it transported me back so many years, much in the same way as Tony Hawk's did, playing the remaster of Tony Hawk's and remembering, like, exactly how that felt. Well, that's what Soulstorm does to me. Like, I think it's not too complex. It's very easy to get on with. Like, the spawn points aren't that far away, and when they when they are a bit of a distance, like it might take a few attempts to get past a certain puzzle, but like it's not ridiculous, and it can be tricky, but you're equipped with all the right things, and like there's a lot going on, and I feel like there's a good balance so far, and it looks amazing. Like, I really like the look of it.
You know, it's funny you say that, because literally producing this live stream, clicking to the footage of the game, I'm going, oh, wow, that looks really nice. And then I'm sort of in my head going, that's you playing, you fucking idiot. You played that. And it's like, I think it might be one of those games that because you're so focused on Abe,
you don't
really
look at the...
see.
And that's the thing. Like, when you think back to, like, Exodus and Odyssey, like, it was like... side-scrolly, but it was 3D. And like that's exactly the same, except the way they manipulate the environment. Like, so you move around in circles or dioramas around corners. Style. Yeah, and...
They're calling it 2.9D, by the way, for the record.
All right, they've gone down Kingdom Hearts route, have they? So
don't.
So it's just like, it's just gorgeous. Like, the level designs are beautiful. Like, the story, I can't remember it being this heavy. Like, there's certain bits, of, like, early on where it's quite, like, heavy going. But it still, like, retains the humour. And it just feels like I've been teleported back, like, 25 years or whatever it's been. And I'm really enjoying it. And I will keep playing. Like, it's one of those games where, yeah, it's free on PS Plus or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's a great free game. Like, they've done a good job by putting this on PS Plus.
Yeah.
There's two things here. One is when I saw... I don't know. They showed footage whenever they last showed footage of this game. Anyway, they were kind of explaining the game, like of what it really was and stuff. And there was parts where I'm kind of going, if you've played definitely the first two Abe games, you know what you're kind of getting yourself in for here. Do you know? I felt like all the weapons and the use of the environments against enemies and all that jazz and the sneaking around, like. I know it all before I've played this game. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but I'm always in my head going, is this game giving the opportunity of, like, bringing Abe back into light again? Because, like, I don't know, like, especially with it being free in PS Plus, which is fantastic, because if this game was going for the full 70, I'd still definitely buy it, like, myself. Like, is there enough new stuff in here that you're kind of like, whoa, this is so different, or is it more like this is Abe that I remember? Because what I know straight away from the gameplay that we're just showing there is seems a lot faster. It's been modernized massively.
It's not. I mean, people aren't going to like this. I think I know that from some of the comments on our channel. But there's like I feel like it is now more of a platformer than it ever was before. Which is not to say it's like it takes two Mario. It's not a platformer in that sense, but it's definitely got it's just everything's way more. It plays like a modern video game. In your head, this is how that game played. But the second you control it, you're like, oh no, it doesn't. This is not how Abe fell at all, is it, Chris? Like at all.
No. Sorry, I was just reading Thomas's comment. I haven't found a fart button yet.
Nor I.
But hopefully there is one.
It's definitely gonna be in there. Sure.
Yeah. But no, it feels more platformy. It's much easier to control, and I can, and like the, in terms of new stuff, I don't think I'm far enough to kind of see that yet. But it doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like it doesn't bother me. Like it's been so long.
Absolutely not.
It's been so long that I've forgotten. Well, I haven't forgotten, but it's just like it still feels new, even though you can't. Like a few of the like the first things you have to do, like there are. Like, you've got water, and you use that, you, like, throw that at the fire to put it out. And that's kind of, like, the first level. Then they introduce you to that green stuff, which you can't remember. But it's flammable. It's the stuff they'll drink. But it's flammable. So then
soul, soul something?
Yeah.
It's called Soul Storm. It's Soul something.
Quite possibly. And then you're, like, you're throwing that and creating, like, a path of flammable liquid. That where the enemies are, and then you can then throw one at a fire, and then it lights all that flammable stuff up and burns the enemy. And then you've got like mines, which you can place on the floor, and then if an enemy walks into the mine, it'll blow it up. But then you also have to like, what's the word when you stop mines from being activated? Disarm. There we go.
Yeah.
When you disarm bombs and stuff like that, but then you can also use your chanting to take over the bodies of the creatures and whatnot. There's a lot going on, and like the kind of environment, like you're climbing up massive like structures, you're climbing down, you're trying to, and at the end of the day, you're doing what you did in the old ones where you're saving your race. Like you're trying to save them from being wiped out, and you're having to work out ways to do that at one point, especially when there's the first time where you have to save like 300 or whatever, and you've got all these enemies jumping around. Like it's tense, but I just love it. It just, as I say, I've said it three times now.
It's kind of a one of a kind game, really, isn't it?
I will also say they've added stuff to it. Like, I haven't actually done much of it because I'm early enough in, but it does tell you there's crafting. So, for example, early on, you get, like you say, the mines, there's tape, which you can get from unconscious... what are they called? Not the Mudokons, the other... Sligs. Yeah. You get, like, there's tape, which you can use to tape them up, but you can use that, the water, the soul juice drink, and the mines, and there's like all these crafting recipes that unlock as you find stuff. So there is a little bit more to it. There's loads of secrets, and they're not like, they're not amazing. They are very much like, go into an area and there's a little glowing orb and oh, you found a secret, and it's nothing, but it's just I mean, they literally say the game could take you 15 hours to complete, but double that if you want to do everything, and that's
it's just familiar. It's familiar and it's comforting,
but modernized. I love
his little voice.
It's
amazing.
I want to carry on playing it. I'm surprised how long the levels are taking me. I don't know if I've got thicker, but like the second level took me about 45 minutes. It's like, oh,
it's quite long though. It's quite layered. Yeah. Like, yeah. So it's not. I don't think it's thick. I just think it's quite big. Well, on this occasion, the levels are just quite long, and that's what I want. Like, and then and they don't kind of the new abilities don't linger too long. You're kind of always doing something new.
I'll put this podcast title down as quite long. Got a funny feeling we've used that before. Quite long part two, I guess. Have you had a chance to play Reverse or Resident Evil Verse or Reverse?
I have played.
Oh, you've played it.
The tutorial because I can't get into the flipping servers.
Okay, well, I've played one match, which I'm going to put on screen while we talk about it. There we go. Look, there's
a bit. To be fair, I had about half an hour earlier before I had to go back into work.
Okay.
So I got to try out the tutorial, and I feel bad that I can't comment on this game yet because I haven't played it in its intended setting. But the first thing I noticed was how slow and weird you run.
Yep.
I'd expect there to be at least, like, I thought they'd like go right into sprint, press this. But you're like walking like this.
It's
fine, but like you go in as Leon and you've got, your main abilities are like, you've got your little like four squares and one's got a shotgun, one's got a pistol. You can alternate between the two. Then you can pick up like rocket launchers and other stuff. To heal yourself, there'll be herbs littered around the environment and you can walk up to them. And it's got your like your green bar, like your life, you know, like on the machines in the hospitals where it's kind of signaling how healthy you are. And
ECG. So,
yeah, there you go.
I think.
And then you've got like two special abilities that are mapped to the L1 and R1, I think.
Or Q and E on PC.
Yeah, and one's like a kick and the other one's like dual wielding your pistols. This is just Leon at the moment.
Yeah, they're all different. Every one of them has got a different one.
And then when you get killed, depending on how many of these like vials you've collected.
Yep.
So one vial of like T virus, whatever it is,
virus you turn capsules, into
like
cool.
Yeah, virus capsules. You turn into like a small biomutant, and then if you collect more, I assume you'll turn into like,
I think it's two or whoever. Three gets you to be Tyrant, I think.
Tyrant. Yeah. Probably, yeah.
I think,
and then when you're killed, and like you said earlier in the chat ads about massively overpowered biomutant.
Yeah.
Like it seems like you can die pretty quickly as one of the human characters, and then you become these biomutants and then you're just wiped out.
Yep.
But like, until I actually get in the games and see how it all works as a system, and I don't really know.
So I can jump in there, and for those watching, sorry that you are literally just seeing gameplay, but it seems we may as well show you it. Chris, I'll echo what you said. The movement is weird. It just doesn't feel quite right. And that's an issue.
It looks odd.
I will say, I think it's better than Resistance by quite some distance.
Oh,
didn't mean that to rhyme. What I will say is, and I actually think it might have legs, but they've got to change things and they've got to do them very quickly. So if this is just a beta for them to go, do the servers cope? They're in trouble. If they're going to take feedback on, this is your chance. Hope you're listening, Capcom. First of all, you need to dial down or dial up some of the skills here, because if you're a biomutant, it is so easy to kill someone. Like, second of all, everyone's playing as Hulk already, because one of his specials is goes invisible, and that's very powerful, because you can just, you might have seen it on this stream, you can go invisible and just appear next to someone and kill them. the specials they've designed don't... the balance is all off. Like, the balance is all off right now. It doesn't feel right at all. And also, not for nothing, but if this is just Deathmatch, which is all that's in the beta, that's not enough. Like, I assumed that there would be, like, Deathmatch, Team Deathmatch at least. And maybe there is. This is a beta. It may be to stress test the servers. It's not awful. Like, Resistance, when I remember when we played that, Chris, we weren't in the same room, but I get the feeling that if we were, we would have been kind of looking at each other like...
Yeah, it was just weird.
Are you seeing what I'm seeing? Because, like, this is not...
I don't understand why they need to even do it. Like, I feel Resi games are enough on their own. Like, I'm not...
Well...
I don't care. Like, I get it with Resi 3, just because it was a lot smaller, but even still, like, I would still buy that for, like 30 quid or whatever. Not full price. Mm. But, like, they don't need to have something tagged on. Like, Village, it's the next Resident Evil, so it's the next big release. Just release Village. Like, I'm not asked about this. And I get what they're doing. I think it's a good idea, but at the minute, it's not being implemented well. But, no. You know, it would be nice to see these, like, improvements.
I don't know, man. Like, I'm just left thinking they want to monetize Resident Evil. Like, the thing is, to me, is, like, the best idea they ever had for Resident Evil Online was the Outbreak games. And they failed they failed because they were on a console that really the online wasn't... Like, it was PS2, wasn't it? And PlayStation 2 wasn't... You could go online, but it was... it just wasn't... It didn't... It's not what we have now. Like, the idea behind Outbreak was awesome. Like, make a online survival horror game in Resident Evil's universe that we can play cooperatively... Make that, I'm in. This is just kind of... I mean, look, it's free. It comes as part of it. It will be like Resistance, where it is a completely separate download you can completely ignore if you want. It is what it is. It's fine. I hope they take feedback on board, because right now, for me, the balance is just completely off. And... like, we've got a message in chat here. It says Reverse won't last long. I mean, Resistance is still running, but no one's probably playing it.
I've not heard of one single person playing that game ever.
No. And this, I don't know. I just think it needs... It feels a like, I don't dislike the style of visually. It's not, like, amazing, but it's fine. There's nothing about it where I'm like, this is awful. But at the same time, I don't think there's anything about it that's, like, compelling.
They could do, because, like, with Dead by Daylight and Friday 13th, like, what if they did that in with the money that Capcom have got to make a game where you're running away from Nemesis on a big map, and you have to kind of do little things to get out of the map, like something like that. Like, I'd give a shit about.
But part of me wonders if this is actually a creative endeavor, because I don't think they need to do this.
They don't. Like, no.
I don't think they need to do this. And that sort of makes me wonder if this is actually that someone at Capcom's got an idea and gone, I'd like to do this, boss. And they've gone, we encourage creativity. I don't know. I don't know. We'll see, I guess. I mean, the game's out in a month-ish.
Yeah.
I assume this is day one as well. But Chris, what other games have you been playing?
So before we jump into what's next on the list, I won't spend a lot of time on these because we haven't got footage. But
no.
That's my fault. But I did want to mention a game called Before Your Eyes that I've reviewed.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Just quickly, because, like, the other day, well, the other week, you were talking about that Dragon Cancer. And, like, this reminded me a lot of that in the sense that it's going to hit people pretty hard if they've dealt with the themes of this game. Now, I can't talk about what happens because it's not... publicized like that Dragon Cancer is about someone who suffered from cancer, like that's what it's about.
Yeah.
Whereas this, it's basically you're on a boat and you're being carried across into the nether, much like in Spiritfarer, it's that kind of thing. And you're being spoken to by this dog, anthropomorphic dog. And he's brought you out from the water that you're traveling in, and he's ferrying you across. You don't really know a lot about what's going on, but then he sends you back into your life. Then you start off as like a baby, and it syncs up your webcam so that every time you blink, a new memory will appear, and it might jump. Like, it goes like chronologically, but it might jump like 5 seconds, a minute, 10 minutes, a day. And it kind of takes you through your early stages of your life till you're like older. And it's the kind of the journey you go on. But then something happens and it kind of just hits you like a ton of bricks. And then you're then forced to play the rest of the game knowing what you do. And it's just very affecting because on a personal level, this kind of happened to me and some and my brother. So it's pretty traumatic. But the game itself, like, it's not offensive, like, in the way it's done it. Like, they're very kind of cautious about the material, and then they just kind of give you a very honest approach. And I don't want to sound like I'm being really cryptic, but what I do want to say is just a very clever game and very smart in the way it literally reads you blinking. And like, you can blink to interact with certain things in the game. And it's very responsive. Like, even it's got an option, like, if do you wear glasses, so that it will know that even through glasses it can monitor your blinking. So it's like quite smart. Mm. But no, I think that's certainly worth talking about.
Okay.
And then I've fallen down a big rabbit hole with Elder Scrolls Online.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And I'm scared, if I'm being honest, because I missed Warcraft because I didn't have a PC. And I feel like if I had a PC, I would have been the guy in South Park.
Poop sock, innit?
R.I.P. Yeah. Bless him. But I would have been that guy. And like, Elder Scrolls, like, I'm in deep, lads. And I don't know if I can stop.
I was thinking about Final Fantasy 14, and what put me off is thinking about how this happens to people. Because I did not like that game when it first came out, but it's a completely different game now.
Mm.
Apparently Final Fantasy 14 is some of the best story.
That's what I mean. So,
yeah. Mm.
But like the...
Chris, Elder Scrolls Online, can you just jump in? Can you just jump in?
Right.
Like, obviously you can, but can you...
So this is what I was worried about. And the reason I've kind of jumped back in is because I'm allowed to say this. I'm currently playing Blackwood.
Okay.
In a preview. And that's
you're
all I can say.
You're definitely allowed to say that, right? Because
yes, definitely.
Okay, that's fine. Fine. Right? Fine. which is the not yet out content of... The Blackwood is the next,
yeah.
The next thing. Yeah.
But I've gone back in to play Greymoor, which was set in Western Skyrim. And then that's there's what, Elsewhere. Yeah. Okay. Morrowind.
Yep.
All that jazz, right? So... if you were to own all the expansions to date and all the DLC, there's five, six, 700 hours of content to play through. Yeah. And like,
I have it spare.
And as you kind of like, when you've unlocked it all, or if you subscribe to ESO Plus, which is similar to Final Fantasy 14, you pay a subscription. But with that, you get all the DLC that's ever been released, bar Greymoor, which has only recently came out last year, but I got that thanks to the lovely people at Bethesda.
Xbox.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've been diving in, and basically, you say, can you just dive in? The answer is 100% yes. Like, they don't expect you to start in the very beginning and try and work out what came first.
So like, where do you start? Like, do you start at level one?
You start level okay. one, okay. Fresh face, Daisy, and you get thrown into this world, and you like your character creation, you start off with one of three, races.
There's like vampire stuff in this divisions. Game as well, isn't there? Like,
with Greymoor, they unlock new like necromancer class. So, but anyway, like, if I want to go and just play Greymoor, I'll go to the first quest and just start it. And then it'll take me to Western Skyrim, and it'll take me to all the places from old, like when you play Skyrim. And then if I want to just dabble in Morrowind, I'll find the quest line. And whilst there are hundreds of quests, and it is confusing at first, there's a kind of an option in the game where you can separate them all, like, and so it gives you complete quest lists and guidance into every area. And this map is ridiculously big.
So,
like, it's the best advice, if anyone wants to jump in and play, is just play it. Don't worry about what you're doing. Just go and explore.
This is going to be a stupid question, and I fully am aware of that. It's a MMO.
Yes.
Can we play together?
Yes.
So I could just download the, because there is a, I own it on, well, it's not cross play.
No, it isn't. But if you got it on PS4, you could just jump in and join me. Like I can.
I thought you were on PC.
No, no, not for the actual game. Right. Yeah. But like I'm there and I'm like just a bit bored. I want to do some questing with people. I could invite you. You can just jump right in and we could just go and quest together.
And can we stage like the level? Like it's not going to boot you out anywhere. You can just it can hang together.
The level quest is like Chris. Like the leveling. Right. This is another thing which kind of made me think. Well, I'm not going to be able to just jump in and play Greymoor because I'm like I'm only level 11 at the minute. But it levels it all to you. Like I was in this dwarven ruins just because I was off the beaten track and I thought wicked. So I went in, and like there were people seriously playing this game at level 1,060. Like it's mental.
Oh, how there's no level cap.
Bro. Hours doesn't appear to be no.
Wow.
And like wow. I was fighting the same monsters as they were, but the damage was going down the same. Like
it's so scales.
So it's incredibly like well balanced.
I think you have to stop talking about this game.
No, I just want to quickly say. No, but I've got a house.
No,
I've got a load of pets.
You're making it worse.
I've got like 10 mounts. I've got some sweet armor. And like, I'm just wondering. Like,
but this game's been on my list of I'll play this again. Again, it's a bit like Final Fantasy. It got better and better and better. And like, it's been on the list and I've downloaded it on Xbox multiple times. And it's massive, by the way. Like, I want to say the last time I downloaded it was like 80 gig. And I think it's bigger than that on PC.
It's about 120 gig. Yeah. But like, that's Call of Duty. No, PlayStation.
Wow. No complaints or anything. No. But, and it's coming to next gen also, by the way.
Well, this is the thing, right? It's the perfect time to kind of jump in. And like with Blackwood start, like you can, like I talk about the Blackwood prologue because that's available on to everyone. Like they always do like a prologue quest where you can go and play the first two kind of story missions that show you, and they're all downloadable for free. Like so even if you don't own like Elsweyr or Morrowind, it gives you an idea. Yeah. But like, I subscribed to ESO Plus because I wanted to jump in wherever, and I managed to get Greymoor. So I've literally got all the content and I can just do whatever the hell I want. And it would be cool with friends. But it also allows you to play solo, which to me is nuts. Yeah. Like that game is playable fully solo, and like think 30 Skyrims.
You're not helping. Like this is just making me want to download it.
I'm scared because I feel like I could live in this world. But it's great.
So we got Morrowind, Somerset, Greymoor. Okay.
Somerset, yeah.
So if you bought it because it's in the sale on PlayStation for like $5.99, like just Elder Scrolls Online. And then if you wanted to see what it's like, you pay the £10 ESO Plus and you get all the content straight away, bar Greymoor.
Are you playing... I know you're playing the PS4 version.
Yeah.
Are you playing it on PS5?
Yes.
Is it noticeably run... Like, does it run all right? Like, I don't know.
It runs fine. There's loading between different areas, but
it's
not horrendous. And then when the PS5 version comes out...
That will be
That's going to make a ton of difference because you're going to be spawning into place like straight away, and like you'll go from, oh man, the traveling as well, like I started in Somerset, so I went to the docks and spoke to someone down there, and she was like, where do you want to go? So I was like, oh, I head to Daggerfall, please, because that was the setting of the second Elder Scrolls. You go to Daggerfall. I was wandering around and Riften. I had a quest in Riften. I was like, shit, Riften from what's the name? Skyrim. And I went to Riften, and it's like 800 years before, but it feels the same, and it's wicked.
I feel like Adam's just set the remote download off somewhere for this game.
Yeah, I'm kind of listening to it now, and I'm like, Jesus, I definitely would be on board for something like this.
Let me put this to you. Can Mario Mondays be replaced by Morrowind Mondays?
Oh, it's so good.
Think of another M in that game.
Yeah, it certainly could. But yeah, so that took longer than, but I'm really into it at the minute, man. I'm really into it. And then, like, I've been playing Yoshi's Crafted World. And it's so lovely.
There you go, no.
It's just like, I love Tearaway because it's inventive. And it is also beautiful. And whilst Yoshi's Crafted World doesn't have the same kind of gameplay to it. It's a very straightforward platformer that, yes, it is a little easy, but I don't want a challenge with this. I just feel like there's a lot of collected and collectibles, and then new levels open up once you get to a certain point. You can go back and play old ones, but the challenges are different. And it's just gorgeous, and it's just happy. It's a nice, happy place to go to.
And it is a lovely
game. I remember, because like when the Yoshi like crocheted amiibos came out, it made me want to start collecting amiibos.
Got one you can't quite see.
They're a quality.
It's kind of just off camera here.
Yeah.
Just up there. But I have got one.
I mean, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. I was always kind of interested in it. And then the Nintendo's massive sale.
Yeah, which, by the way, that was crazy. They don't do that.
What did they miss?
Diablo was half price. I just bought it for 50 quid. And that's 20, it was 25 quid.
But that's where Tennis was like 33 quid.
Yeah,
like,
which again, Yoshi's, we'd all bought.
33 quid. I was gutted that Luigi's Mansion wasn't in there. But like, it's not the end of the world. There's shitloads of other games. I've played the preview of it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then a little bit of it.
You'd love this.
I would. But Yoshi's Crafted World, I'm in love with it. It's just lovely. Ooh.
I must get on that.
Quickly, Mario Party. I just want to mention Mario Party.
Mm-hmm.
Loving it. Me and my family.
Really?
Yeah, man.
I like that game too, man. I'm sorry. I don't get the hate around that game.
For my kids, like, it's a great family game because it's not that difficult. It's like, it's instead of getting a game of Monopoly out, which I fucking hate.
But I don't know what people want from Mario Party, Chris.
No,
like,
I don't.
I feel like people go in with this expectation of it's going to be different. It's Mario Party. Look, Mario Party.
I need a bit more life in it.
But there is.
Super Mario Party is expansive compared to the previous one.
It slows my granddad.
But you can play. There's loads of extra modes.
Yeah, you can. Play the board games. There's like four in total, or you can just go into like the party games and just play like them all in a row. Like there's like tournaments or game modes where you can pick like so many and then just play through them. And then there's like a new dancing bollocks that you can do. And then there's like, there's other stuff.
And then
there's just like loads of secrets in there and stuff. Like I like it. I like it. I like it a lot. good.
I mean, I just watching the footage of Yoshi's there's made me want to go and play that. I never finished it, and I literally have the box somewhere in here, and I think I'm going to do that because it's just a lovely game.
It's so chilled out. I haven't played Monster Hunter in 2 days because I've been like all over these, and like
I think you get like a coin for that or something that you could, like a badge. Like I'm 2 days clean or something like that. You know?
I think it's good, but then like
I like that game.
I do like getting stuck into games, but then at the same time, I like exploring and finding new ones to just spend some time with. And Yoshi's Crafted World, it just chilled me out. Like, it's so nice.
I mean, yeah. I mean, in terms of what I've played this week, I've played mostly Outriders, but I think I want to talk about that another week, like when we've got a bit more into it. Because I will say, I really like Outriders. Like, I will maintain, and I stand by this, that the opening hour, or the setup, I guess, of the game is appallingly bad. But once you get into the actual game proper, I am very impressed, and not just by how it feels and how it's a real challenge, by the way, really challenging game. But the synergy between classes in multiplayer, but also a week later, from talking briefly about it last week, the gear, the loot and the gear is possibly the best I've played since Diablo style stuff, because it has got so much depth in terms of there is one mechanic I think in all classes that's slightly overpowered. Everyone's saying the same, and I think they'll adjust it. But even then, the variety of enemies so far has been impressive, to the point where I need to have a little bit of build diversity in terms of my powers, at least. Like the one, Chris, that I was using with you, where I would ping everyone up on the map, like that is not any good for me when I'm playing alone. No good because it just doesn't do enough damage, and there's too much going on for me to be able to. It's not helpful because there's not as many enemies. I just unlocked a skill called Ash where I can basically freeze everyone around me. I'm not using that, but I bet you if we play together, that might come more into.
Yeah.
I've just started to understand, like the weapon leech stuff and the is it gems? I can't remember what they're called. There's a certain currency that I had not even known about that is how you can. So there's no way of healing in this game apart from using your skills or basically buffing yourself by having like a weapon leech percentage, and you can upgrade that. And I've just started to do that, and it's like, oh, this game's way deeper than I think anyone's given credit for. Like, I'm really impressed with it. But we'll talk more about that. I still need to dig into it. I've literally just discovered all the kind of gear stuff, the depth of it, and it's genuinely really impressive. Like I say, don't say it lightly, but it's the most deep gear system I've seen so far in a game since like the Diablos did it. Listener correspondence time. If you're watching live, you've got probably a few minutes while we get through the one question we've already had live. Thomas McInnes, who I would like to say, as we're recording this live, very happy 21st birthday to you, Thomas. Lovely happy to have you in the chat on your birthday.
Happy birthday.
No, don't do that, we'll get copyright strikes. You can't sing that, can you? You're not allowed.
Happy birthday, Thomas.
Yeah, you gotta be like, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Thomas. Happy birthday, Thomas. Happy birthday, Thomas.
You can write your own birthday song, you mean.
There you go.
Anyways, question is, with Deathloop pushed back, what other games do you think are at risk of delay? He says, I'm a little worried about Horizon.
No!
I mean, I'm slightly worried about Resident Evil. Yeah, now, but Resident Evil's coming out. It's done. You know, that's...
Yeah. I'm not worried about anything because I have Elder Scrolls now.
Oh. Wow.
I could just play that forever. No, Horizon is a worry, but like you said the other week, they have nothing bar Ratchet and Clank.
They will move heaven and earth.
Yeah, they can't, but they can't make the same mistakes as Cyberpunk. But I don't think they will. I think it's been long enough now. Is it like 4 years, 3 years,
what,
4 years?
Horizon, yeah. That's five, isn't it? Because it came out the same year as Breath of the Wild, and the Switch is 5 years old, isn't it?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah. They did do the DLC, to be fair. They did do the...
Yeah. Which was still phenomenal. But like, yeah, I think...
You still haven't played that, Adam Cook.
No, I haven't. Leave it.
It's like, do you know... Wow. Fix that.
Yeah. When I finish the Elder Scrolls and Final Fantasy 14.
Yeah, but when it gets closer to the release date, you'll be like getting that like Horizon bug, and you'll be able to play it.
But surely it's not got story in there, has it? Because the story itself.
There's some bits, but nothing like. Okay. But like, what I mean is, you like when Horizon gets closer, you'd be wanting to play it.
Yeah.
But then you've got Frozen Wilds to kind of satiate you.
Just imagine, Horizon Forbidden West comes out. Let's say October, the same week as Breath of the Wild 2. It happens again. And I play Forbidden West. No, I won't make that same mistake twice. Pete Beckett, it's not a question, it's a comment, but it's worth reading. He said, they seriously dropped the ball with Super Mario Party by having a terrible online. It's a great game, but a little light in features. Yeah, they patched online, and I was reading up about they've added an online to it. I was like, oh, that would be great, because we could carry on that over about a month, and then it's just a mini game thing. Like, you can't play it online, but yeah. What games are we at risk of delay? Returnal's coming out, Resident Evil's coming out, Horizon's coming out. Is that it?
Apparently Dying Light 2's coming out.
Games. Let's Google it. Games of 2021.
Senua, Hellblade 2.
Oh, that's not coming out this year. No chance.
Yeah. Halo.
Halo has to.
Halo.
Far Cry 6.
Far Cry 6. Yeah.
When's that supposed to be out?
They have not dated it yet. They delayed it and said it's, you know.
Right, okay.
Ratchet and Clank, man. I think, is actually done. Ratchet and Clank is the one game I think is done, and they are waiting until they can sell more copies because it's in the PlayStation's in more hands.
Yep.
Ghostwire Tokyo, I don't think, is going to hit this year.
No.
No.
Psychonauts 2, I think, will.
Did you hear the news about the Ghost of Tsushima film?
Yeah.
I did. Do you not John Wick director.
Yeah, which sounds cool, but like, why? Because it's a pastiche of films anyway, like of Kurosawa.
Yeah.
It feels like it's been
the Lego
done.
Movie video game, isn't it? It's this the film of the game.
I'll watch it.
What if we get a Ghost of
Tsushima?
Oh, man, I
think the action will be top.
Ghost of Tsushima, the movie, the game. Can we? That would be pretty.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Philip Tyndall says, don't forget Kena on PS5. I see that every yes. time I load up Epic Games Store.
Yeah.
And the closer we get to that, the more yeah. excited I am.
I think don't say it.
I think it's going to get delayed. Not out of this year.
No.
I think that's going to get delayed. It's May, isn't it?
Is it?
Well, I think so. Or maybe I made that up. But I think that will be pushed a few months.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's it. I don't think God of War's coming out now. I did at one point.
No, but that's
fine. And I thought Gran Turismo would, but...
That's fine. I can wait for that.
Nintendo are the ones now. They're like, they're very quiet again. But then I guess like they just announced like that Pac-Man 99. I forgot that. Ooh. I played that this week. It's all right. Yeah. Pac-Man. It's the same.
They've got
games
the,
or the
they've
others,
got the Pokemons, aren't they? But then there's no, like the only Mario game is golf, isn't it?
Yes.
Golf. Yeah.
That feels a bit weird.
One more question before we get out of here from Sapies. Any thoughts on Housemarque's game Returnal? I was looking forward to this until I saw the trailer. What I would personally say about that is I would wait to play the game because Housemarque, I feel like Sony are almost trying to position them as this kind of big, huge developer.
AAA studio,
And they're not. And like I interviewed them ages ago and they're good people and they make games that appeal to me as a sort of older guy who played a lot of arcade stuff back in the day. They channel that. This does feel like it's them trying, they said they were going to be trying something a bit different. This does to me feel like their style transposed into a third person shooter, which I'm absolutely there for. The story, I'm not getting anything from that. They keep trying to push it with story trailers, and I'll be honest with you, in my head, all I'm thinking is, don't care, just want to play it. It will probably feel good. That's my feelings on that. So I don't know. Like say P says, yes, I love Resogun. Yeah, like they've Chris, you reviewed a load of their games. Like they had a
the Matterfall. Was it Matterfall?
Matterfall,
which
was
fantastic.
One.
And then I remember Dan Murphy reviewed. Is it Next Machina?
Yes, Next Machina. Next that was Machina. Brilliant too.
Yeah. So they've got four, man, and I don't think it's going to be a bad game.
No, I do think the story looks.
Yeah, but I feel like the gameplay will be smooth as a baby's behind.
Yeah, I would imagine so. And Phil Tyndall just jumps in there, says it's actually 24th of August for Kena. So maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong, actually. I think because it's already on the Epic Store's front pages, like pre-order. Like I think that game's going to do very well. And I was a bit lukewarm on it in terms of I need to play it, but I've had a few more looks at it, and that game does look the business, like the proper business. That is just about it for this week. That's a podcast. If you're watching live, thank you very much. Once again, if you are watching live, thank you and happy birthday to Mr. Thomas McKinnis there, who says, I've lost the comment now. Thank you. You've made a happy man very old. Yes, that's what he says. CP says, thanks. You're more than welcome. Always send us questions. You can do it ahead of time. You can email podcast@godisageek.com. You can, of course, just tweet us @godisageek or come into our Discord, join our Patreon, patreon.com/godisageek. We have a wonderful, wonderful, happy community there. Really, really proud of that, genuinely. That's a podcast for this week. Thank you very much to Adam Carroll and Christopher White. I'm sure Chris Hyde will be back next week as well. That's it. Thank you for watching, and we will speak to you next week or whenever you choose to listen. Bye for now.